School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Province City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
And good afternoon, everybody, from the Activity Center at Fall City Sacred Heart School. It's time for boys basketball, the final regular season game of the year. We didn't really plan to bring you this one, but with the snow yesterday and the girls' sub-district final getting pushed back to tonight at 7, and the Irish already set to skid host the Lord Central Catholic Knights here, we said, well, we're going to be there anyway for the girls' game. We may as well do them both. So here we are. Sacred Heart boys wrap up the regular season. They're 14-8 on the year. They're ranked in the top 10 in Class D2 in Nebraska, the Omaha World Herald. The Knights under Coach Trevor Crank, they're coming in here. They're struggling at this point of the season yet. 3 wins on the year, 18 losses for the Knights. It's a young team. They've graduated a lot of really good players the last couple of years, and they're making up some young kids in this ball game tonight, trying to get the season back on track here. Coach Frank can get a turn around and get things going here again after this season. They'll be in sub-district action, and we'll be here next week for that. That's what's coming up first here. We'll tip this one off in a few minutes. Then after that, it's girls' sub-district finals night, 7 o'clock tip-off, Sacred Heart hosting the Parkview Christian Patriots here tonight. Tip-off at 7 o'clock on KTNC. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll talk about the starting lineups right after this on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineup in our boys' game today. For the Lord Central Catholic Knights, it will be a junior, Miles Poppleton. Don't have any heights for the Knights. Miles Poppleton will be a starter. He's a junior, a sophomore. Brady Schnitzler will be in the starting lineup. Paul Gabe Boxa, a sophomore. Senior Ryan Ryland Esser and Trevor Tesarik, another sophomore, the fifth starter for the Knights. We'll take another 2-minute break and be back with the tip-off of the Irish starters on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Have having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit FM.com. We don't have discounts. May apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. at the American Family Insurance Office in Falls City or Auburn.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Pro Activity Center, let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish for Coach Doug Golds. He will start tonight, a 6'2" junior in Jack Stice, averaging 7.6 points per game. Evan Keepley is a 6'1" senior. Evan comes into the game averaging 10.6 points per game. Joe Simon is a 6'4" junior. He is averaging on the year 13.2 points per game. James Russell, 6 foot junior, averaging 4.9 points per game. And Sam Dunn, 6 foot senior, he is averaging 8.8 points per game for the Irish at the point guard spot. We'll also see Riley Nelson there today, another senior for the Irish, averaging 4.2 points per game on the year for Sacred Heart. The final home game of the regular season, the Irish will be the top seed and will host their sub-district next week on Tuesday and Thursday. There will be a play-in game between Dorchester and Eastern on Monday. The winner will move on to play Sacred Heart then on Tuesday night. Actually, Lewis and Dorchester, Lewis and Dorchester playing that boys' play-in game on Monday. The winner gets Sacred Heart. The other half of the bracket will have Sterling and Bill Hodel as the 2 and 3 seeds in the sub-district tournament next week. But once this game comes to an end, then they're going to clear out the gymnasium for the girls' game. Stay Heart home game. They sell all the tickets for this one, but then they have to have a count for the Nebraska School Activity Association on that girls' sub-district game. So everybody that's here has to leave and then pay to get back in. They want to see girls' game tonight, which I'm sure those are the one I see here now. They'll pay again and come back. Joe Simon steps into the middle for the Irish against Gabe Boxa, sophomore. Boxa looks like he's about the same size as Simon, about 6'3 or 4. The Irish going right to left here in the first half tonight. And the Knights end up with the ball after the tip. Trevor Tesarek has it out top. He'll pass the ball off now to Schnitzler. Schnitzler working the ball around the perimeter. Now they work the ball to the right side, cut off by the Irish in the man-to-man defense. Tesarek again with the ball, looking at the free throw line, holds it, passes off now to Poppleton. Right wing, moves to the baseline and backs out again. And try having difficulty getting rid of the basketball. Finally does. Defense playing very well for the Irish here. Tight man to man. Now down the lane, dropping the ball and getting it back. back out top, done with the basketball for the Irish. Sand, working the ball to the right side, gets it back. Now corner for Keithley, left side on the rim, no. Rebound, Stice got second rebound of the afternoon. Inside to Simon, just under the right block, down the lane, he'll pass it to Dunn. Sam Dunn with the two-pointer, puts the Irish ahead. Now 2-0. To the front court with it. The Knights dressed in their blue today on the road. A long three-pointer on the way up is no good by Tesari. Offensive rebound and a putback up and in after a drill by Gabe Boxa. And we're tied at 2. Quickly into Simon, right block, backs in, drops the shoulder a little bit, and gets away from him, and Simon puts it up and in, and the Irish are up 4-2. 6:05 to go, first quarter, 4-2, the Irish lead. Knights to the front court with it. Schnitzler passes it off. Esser drives through, passes off to the wing, and the ball batted out of there by Keithley, out of bounds. Oh, it will be inbound from the baseline. Everybody across the free throw line. And they bounce the ball in. They throw it off the backside of Simon. But the Knights able to come up with it. The Irish end up with the basketball. And now a steal by the Knights. They'll drive, get a layup attempt, and a foul called on Sacred Heart. Foul on Joe Simon. His first and the first foul of the ball game. That was a shooting foul. That will put Brady Schnitzler at the line. He gets ready. He fires it up off the back. No good. He'll get another one here. 4-2, Sacred Heart lead early on here. Second one coming up and got it. 4-3, Sacred Heart. Up the floor of the basketball, knocked away by Schnitzler. Out of bounds, the official standing right there said it would belong to Sacred Heart. Well, here we go. Bringing in the backcourt to Dunn is Stice. Pressure against the zone. Pass tipped away. Schnitzler recovered by Stice. Back to Dunn. High post. Simon kicks it out to the right side wing for Keithley. It's up and good. Evan Keithley with the triple. And it's 7-3, Sacred Heart. Down the lane, in, shooting and scoring is Miles Poppleton. Took all the way to the hoop, got the jumper from about 10 feet. From the front, Keithley for three, up, no good, the rebound to Poppleton. Poppleton's going to let everybody go by at the five-minute mark. Now he'll bring it up the floor for the Knights. Boy, he's close to walking there. Didn't get stopped, he got the ball down. And away it's knocked out of bounds by Keithley. It will be nice basketball. The Knights bring in Blue Oggs. He is a sophomore. Also checking in, Sage McLaren. McLaren is in for the Knights as well. Here's that same 1-4 setup from the baseline. Everybody on the free throw line for the Knights. Now they move. And we're getting close. It comes into the middle. It's stolen away by Dunn. He gets it out of there to Freshel. It's a 2-on-3. He waits. Gets the ball left side. Stice for a triple on the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Schnitzler. Schnitzler will bring it himself. Right side to Oggs. Oggs looks. Pass down low and is out of bounds off the hand of Poppleton. Irish ball. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. The Irish lead is 7-5. To the front court we go. Dunn, left side, Freshel. Right side Stice down to Keithley. Open for a minute. Got covered up. Out to Dunn. And he'll fire just inside the three-point line. Dunn with his second hoop. The Irish are up by 4. To the front once again. Off the right side, Poppleton. Looks for a cutter through the lane. Nobody there. Out to Oggs on the left side. Oggs with it. Holds it. Double team. Throws it down low for Esser. It's taken away by the Irish. Throw it ahead. Freshall rejected from behind. Irish couldn't get that play going up the floor as quickly as they wanted to. And a nice job there rushing back by, I believe it was Poppleton, to block that shot away. Back in comes Tesari. Now Dunn will enter from the baseline. Get it in there to Stice. Missed it. Simon the rebound. on the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Evan Keatley of the Irish. Keatley up the floor. Round one defender pulls up, leaves it back for Dunn. Right side to Stice. Stice moves up, bounce pass, nice play from down low, back to the block to Simon. Joe Simon puts up that little jump hook of his, and the Irish are up 13-5. Timeout for the Knights, and we're back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, thank you for that cooperation. Sagan Hart out to a quick 8-point lead here with 3:21 to go in the first quarter, leading now 13-5 over the Lord Central Catholic Knights. On the Sunday 101.3 night, our sister station is going to be Falls City Tiger and Syracuse Rocket Girls basketball action in the Class C1 Sub-District 1 Tournament Finals. Tigers are the top seed, looking to advance to the District Final. Here's a shot down low, blocked by Simon, it's put up by Boxa. It comes down to Keithley, and he's taking it coast-to-coast with the left hand. It's up, it's good, and he is fouled. We'll head to the free throw line. Miles Poppleton whistled for the foul. Simon got the block. Keatley got the 2-point layup. He gives him 5. He's looking for a 3-point play here. It's up and it's good. So Keatley was 6 quick ones. All of a sudden, the Irish are now 11 points here in the first quarter. Sagan Hart will bring into the game now Riley Nelson, a 6-foot senior. Drilled the ball up. Trevor Tesarek. Picked up by Dunn in the man-to-man defense by the Irish. Off the left side, get the ball over there in the far left corner to Sage McLaren, and the ball stolen by the Irish. Stice on a run out of the other end, got there before the defense. Jack Stice has his first 2 of the game. To the other end, and the Knights throw the ball off the Irish as it goes out of bounds. They're able to toss it back in and get it off the leg of Sam Dunn. With 2:37 to go in the first quarter, it's a 13-point Irish advantage. Inbound the ball all the way out between the circles, making the grab. Blue Oggs, sophomore. And he already used up his dribble. Now he needs to get it away. Defense of the Irish playing pretty tight, man-to-man. And now a drive on the right side by McLaurin. He lost it, got it back, and his pass tipped. It goes across the floor to a teammate there. That is Esser with it. Now the ball stolen away by Simon. Simon to Dunn, ahead to Stice in the middle, up and under move, left hand won't go, but a whistle and a foul. So the foul will be on the Knights. That's going to be on Blue Ogg, the sophomore. Team foul number 2, that's his first. And now Stice with 2 points on the ball game, or in the ball game already, looking for his first free throw. It's up, it's short, no good. Back in for the Irish comes James Freshel. Sitting down will be Sam Dunn. Miles Poppleton into the game again for the Knights. Free throw up and around the rim. No good. Simon up high to bring down the rebound. And now he'll give it to Keithley. He'll shoot it from the wing on the left side. Up, no good for 3. Rebound grabbed up there by Tesari. Start to the front, going to pull up and shoot for 3, and he got her to go. Trevor to start. And now it's 18-8. Sagan Hart up floor. Keatley, Simon moves on the baseline, and he finger rolls it over from the left side, up and in. Simon's got 8. Keatley was 6 already for the Irish here, and the lead is 12. To the front court, Miles Poppleton handles the ball, looking to hand it off, does to Esser, back to Poppleton. Poppleton would give it up now to Schnitzler. Looking inside, and they're all outside the 3-point line, except one guy, and that's Curley, and a drive inside, getting away from the defender. Poppleton, and he puts it off the glass for two. It's a 10-point Irish advantage, 20-10. Now we come back with Nelson. Two. Okay, come around here. Oh, now we get Freshel with it, excuse me, from Keithley. Now it will be Freshel. James moving the ball out top. 45 seconds to go in the period. The Irish have 10. They hold the final minute or a little more for one shot. We'll see. Off of Brian Nelson's hand, but it went right to Freshel. There, got a little lucky there. And then back out it goes to Stice, and now it's a drive. A shot by Keithley, and he is fouled. We'll go to the line again. Foul will go on Trevor Tesari. His first, team foul number 3 on the night. Keithley at the line has 6 points, 1-for-1 at the line. Eyes the bucket, it's on the way up, it's good. He'll have another one coming here. The Knights bring into the game Jaeger Haig, a junior. And also check it in there. Where'd he go? Leave Henry Bonner, a sophomore. They're a very young basketball team. Keithley's free throw won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Esser. 26 seconds to go in the first period. 21-10, the Irish lead. Poppleton driving through the lane, lost the basketball. Now throws to the left corner, and it's up and in for three by Schnitzler. Schnitzler has 4. And now the other way with 9 on the clock. Stice out top to Nelson on the right wing. Now Keithley driving down the lane, left hand off the glass, won't go, but a tip in up and good by Joe Simon. Rebound, a tip in. Simon has 10 in the first quarter. It's 23-13, the Irish lead. Back in 1 minute on KPNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
23-13, Sagan Arm with the advantage after one quarter over the Lord Central Christian, well, Central Catholic Knights. I don't know, I'm stuck on that all year. Lord Central Catholic with the defense here as the Irish get the ball to start the second quarter. Right side, Stice into Simon on the right side, double team. Back out to Stice. Now, ooh, he tried to bounce it back to Simon and threw it a little wide on the baseline. Out of bounds it goes, and the Knights get the ball back down by 10. To the front court of the basketball now, Schnitzler, Brady, off the left side to Poppleton. Back to the top to Haig. Haig hands the ball away to Bomber. He'll drive it in and out to Poppleton. He wanted a three, but there's a defender right on him, and the person is Sam Dunn. Paul bound determined to get that shot off. Now into the plate. Lost it, got it back. Now give it up to Haig. Back it goes left side, Schnitzler. Schnitzler cut off. Looks for somebody to throw it to. And Poppleton running the baseline, got it to go, and I think he got fouled. Yes, he did. Bucket is good. Foul on the Irish on Sam Dunn. His first, team foul number 2. Poppleton now has 6 in the ball game, and looking for number 7 here. He pops up back into the ball game. Out goes Henry Bomber. Nelson sits down for Sacred Heart. For the starting 5 of the game for the Irish at the moment. Free throw up and good for Miles Poppleton. He's got 7 points, and now it's a 7-point lead. Nobody looking. Dunn's going to fire a 3. three from the right side, and it's up and it's down. Sam Dunn was seven. He picked up the pace a little bit. Everybody was back on the defense, nobody watching him, and he fired it up and in. The lead is 10 again. Left side, ball knocked loose by Stice. Picked up again by the Knights, by Esser. Boy, as soon as they pick up a dribble, the Irish are all over. Here's a wide open man for three, well short, outside on the left side by Haig. Ball picked out of the air by the Knights, and now they'll give the ball up for Esser again. Down the lane, Poppleton off the glass, no. Simon with another rebound for Sagan Hart. Ahead to Dunn over the right side. Stice posting up Keithley, right side out to Simon for three. It's on the mark. Inside, Joe Simon with 13 in the ball game. The lead is 13 for the second time in this game for the Irish. Ball knocked loose by Dunn, picked up by Freshel. He's trailing the play with the ball. Left side, Keithley was open for a second, got to him late. Now Simon, back to Keithley. He's open now. It's up and down. Evan Keithley has 10. That's his second long ball. The lead is 16 for the Irish. Timeout for the Knights. Back after this on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rowe Activity Center, Sagan High School, and elementary school and junior high, all here in the one building, one big building now, the addition a few years ago. Up the front, Blue Hog with the basketball for the Knights over on the left side. Goes inside of the pass to the free throw line there to Boxa. He'll pass it off the right side for Desark. Free throw line to Desark and Dunn stops that momentum. Now back out, Poppleton guarded by Keithley. Irish playing tight defense here, man-to-man. Hogs with it. Hogs moves right. Picked up his dribble, gets it off to Poppleton. Fake the three down the lane. Stolen away by Simon. Simon on the move to Keithley and back to Simon for the layup. Boy, they made that look pretty. Keithley with the assist, Simon with the steal and the bucket. He's got 15 in the game. And it's 34-16. Oh, somebody got over to Keithley. Recovers from the backside and blocks the shot away from Hogs. Dunn the other way to Simon. Back to side for three. It's up and good. The Irish are hitting on all cylinders right now. A 21-point advantage with 4:44 to go here in quarter number two. The Irish hitting everything they throw up and playing really good defense against a very young basketball team. Down the lane, Hogs kind of kicked it, but went off the Irish out of bounds on the baseline. So the Knights will inbound it from there. Freshel out into the game comes Riley Nelson. Inbounding the basketball will be to Sarek. He looks out top to Oz in your midcourt. And he fell down, lost the ball. Stice picks it up. Stice hit it in with the left-hand layup for Sacred Heart. Stice was seven. It's a 23-point Irish advantage here with 4:19 to go in the first half. Coming up the floor of the basketball now. McLaurin nearly had it knocked away. Now Poppleton has it. Poppleton out between the circles. Seesaws the ball back and forth. Puts his head down, scoops it up, won't go. Stice with the rebound, throws it ahead for Simon. A big step. He went for the dunk. He was out of kelter on his steps. The dunk it hung on the rim. The ball went out of bounds. It will belong to the Knights. So that didn't work. You could see it coming, but he just didn't have his head. He wanted to dribble, was too close. Had to take two big steps. And it didn't work out. So to the front comes the Knights with the basketball. 3:48. Here's a steal by Stice. Stice looking up the floor. 3-on-4. He'll wait up a little bit. Now he'll fire it all the way across to Dunn in the left corner for three. Too strong. Rebound grabbed up there by Bishop is really in good trouble now. He gets the ball away, across the floor to Esser. Esser to the left side, defense flies by the shooter. He didn't take the shot, pass it off, now he gets it back. Box out top with it to Schnitzler. Brady Schnitzler fires left side to Esser. Esser down in the corner, three ball, way strong, no good by Boxa. Rebound to Keithley. Keithley ahead to Dunn, ahead to Simon, left side. He got fouled, no ball. Off the glass, up and good. Simon has 17. Thought they were going to blow a whistle there. The lead is 25 now for the Irish. 2:43 to go in the half. Out top, three ball for the Knights is off the mark. Stice with the rebound off the miss of Esser. Stice up the floor right side, into the middle, free throw line, pass underneath to Simon. Wide open, right? Don't guard him, he's not going to stop him. Simon with the bucket, the layup, has 17, 19 now. Now out on the left side with it. Faking the three, moving over to Sarek. Simon stops him at the free throw line. Just go ahead, shoot over me if you can. That won't work. Now trapped in the corner. Poppleton puts his head down, goes between two defenders. Out to Tesarek for three. Front edge, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Poppleton. Good job. Poppleton with the dribble. Back and in. Pass to the left, right side. Excuse me, the right side of the wing. Now to the left side of the pass. Up for three, no good. Keithley the rebound off the miss by Tesarek. Keithley to the left corner, picks up the dribble. Simon to Dunn in the middle. Now backs up between the circles. Doug Golds hollers out the play. Dunn moves over to the left sideline, now moves to the right, gives it up to Stice. Spins to the free throw line, it's up and no. Rebound grabbed up there by Rylan Esser. Minute 20 to go in the first half, a 43-16 Irish lead. It was 23-13 at the end of the first quarter. And the three ball, the bank not open that time for Boxer from the front. Ahead to Stice, and Doug Golds calls timeout to talk it over. With a minute 10 to go in the first half, the Irish are up big. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farming City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farming City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute, 10 seconds to go, quarter number two of this boys' varsity game here tonight at the Row Activity Center, Fall City Sacred Heart. I'm John Nix along with you. As we get ready for this, the first of two games, we'll have the girls' sub-district final at 7 o'clock on KTNC as Sacred Heart hosts Parkview Christian, the Patriots, coming to town. Two ranked teams in Class D2, the Irish ranked number one in the state. Handed off to Keithley, moving down to the lane, spins up the right hand on the right side, it's up and good. The Irish Shakers are having a fun time, their last regular season game at home. Up the floor to Sarek, passes over to Poppleton, down the pass, left side there for Haig. Haig back out of the top of 45 seconds to go to Poppleton, down the lane, fires the pass to the left corner, now back out to the top with it to Sarek for three, up no good, rebound. Tipped around Nelson, it ends up in the hands of Sam Dunn, and a foul on Poppleton as Dunn motivates the ball up the floor. Blocking foul call, that'll be number two on Poppleton. That's only the fourth team foul on the Knights. City Hart's only been whistled twice here in the first half. Stice is out for the Irish. Into the ball game for Sacred Heart is John Krause, a 5'10 senior. Nelson's in there. And now up the floor, Sam Dunn. Top of the key, nobody guarding, three ball up and good. Sam Dunn and double figures with 10 double figures. They only had four players score. They put up a bunch of them, 48. Here to there, steal by Keithley. Cross the floor to Dunn, it's up and it's good. Keithley with the steal and the assist. And a bucket for Dunn gives him 12. At the other end of the buzzer, no good for the left corner. For Boxa, Sacred Heart at halftime,
you're going car shopping, make your first stop down here at Frontier Bank to line up your financing. You'll get a competitive rate, and we can arrange payments to fit your budget. Once you've got your money lined up, you can go out and bargain shop like a cash buyer. Stop in and see us about an auto loan. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or west of Witt in Falls City, with local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home, but it's far from dead. You can learn more about Highland Community College at highlandcc.edu. At halftime, Sagerhart leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights 50-16. It was 23-13 after one. And then the Irish outscored the Knights 27-3 in that second period. For the Knights, it's 7 points for Miles Poppleton, 4 for Brady Schnitzler, 2 for Gabe Box, and 3 for Trevor Tesarek. They're 2 of 3 at the free throw line. For the Irish, it is 19 in the first half for Joe Simon today. A dozen in the first half for Evan Keithley, and 12 more for Sam Dunn. And 7 in the first half for Jack Stice in the ballgame. The Irish are 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. 2 fouls on Miles Poppleton, the only player with more than one foul in the entire game at this point. So, halftime, 50-16, the lead belongs to Sacred Heart. Coming up later tonight, it's girls basketball action, the sub-district final here at the Rowe Activity Center. Fall City's Sacred Heart, number one ranked team in the state at 21-3, taking on, I believe, the 8th ranked Parkview Christian Patriots here for the right to move on to the district final next week on Friday. I believe that game will be played next Friday at district final. See, heard we mentioned earlier this week, they're number one in the wild card points. So even if they would lose tonight, they would be in that district next week in a district final. Also tonight coming up on Sunny 101.3, it's going to be the Fall City Tigers as they take on the Syracuse Rockets tonight. That will be a 6:30 tip-off at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Fall City High School. Running a field headed there right now to bring you that action on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather. Be back with the second half of the ball game coming up here in a few minutes on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the edge for miles.
Student
student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is your classic hit station, KTMC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. Mostly clear skies this evening, low around 26, a south-southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 49, a south-southwest wind of 15 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 28, a south-southwest wind of 15 to 25 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny, high near 46. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 25. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 53. Monday night, mostly cloudy, low around 30. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 51. Rain and snow chances overnight. Tuesday night, low around 31. Rain and snow chances continue into Wednesday, high near 47. More rain and snow Wednesday night. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is a complete solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. at the American Family Insurance Office in Falls City or Auburn.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center, and we are ready to go. The second half, the Irish start the second half. We'll have in the ball game John Krause, a senior, Sam Dunn, a senior, Carson Sells, a senior. Also in there is Evan Keithley, a senior, and Riley Nelson, a senior. So all the seniors start in the second half for Sacred Heart, up 50-16 here in this ball game. Off the left side, take the ball to the corner for the Knights. They go right to left to the west bucket here in the second half this afternoon. Working the ball around, now it'll be Poppleton. He'll hand the ball off to the right side now for Schnitzler. Schnitzler back to the top, faking the three and driving McLaren. They'll get it out of there. Now a skip pass across the other way to Jager Haig. And now he'll give the ball up to Brady Schnitzler. Work the ball around. Good defense by the Irish here, not giving much up. On the left side with the ball, Schnitzler. Holding, looking, guarded there by Dunn. Now he'll give it to Poppleton, guarded by Keithley. Poppleton starts right, moves left, now back right, now back left. Bounce pass down, running underneath the baseline. Shot is up, no good by Schnitzler. Rebound out of bounds, and it's off the Knights, and it belongs to Sacred Heart. So the Irish will have it on the side. Get their first possession of the second half here. Coming up the floor with the basketball, Sam Dunn off the right side. Now he goes to Krause. Krause, 5'10 senior, back out top to Nelson. Left side to Sells. Now back into Krause, draws a double team out to Nelson for three. On the rim, it won't go. The rebound is grabbed up there by Sage McLaren. McLaren will walk it up the floor. Get the ball over here to the near side to Schnitzler. He'll work back to the right with a dribble. Give it to Poppleton. And now down in the corner with it, McLaren. McLaren passes off to Poppleton. Now back in that corner. Now he'll put up a three-pointer. Off the rim, no. The rebound to Riley Nelson for the Irish. Ahead to Dunn. Dunn back to Nelson. Right side to Sells. Sells looking. Posting up is Krause. And now it is down the lane. And it'll be a three-point shot put up by Dunn off the pass by Keithley. Krause with the rebound back to Evan Keithley. Keithley back out top to Dunn. He'll call the play. Now right side Krause, top of the key. Nelson with it, out to Sells. Fakes the three, drives up, pulls up, 12-footer on the baseline, won't go. Kept it alive, it's off the Irish, says. Official standing right there. And now the Knights are going to bring in five different players. Oh, boy. Well, they got 12 suited up, I guess. They're moving five more here, so we'll try to catch up with you. Sam Edmeyer is in the ball game. He's a freshman. Blue Oggs is back in. He's got the ball at the moment from Edner. Edmeyer, excuse me. And now out of the top, Rylan Esser. Pass the ball down, and it's knocked away by the Irish off the leg of a Knight, and it will be Sacred Heart basketball, 5:14 to play here in quarter number three. 50-16, Sacred Heart with the lead. That was a halftime score. Now Dunn over to Keithley. Skip it over to Sells. So drive to the free throw line, back to Dunn over to Keithley. Senior starters playing catch now inside to Nelson. Up off the glass. Oh, how did it come out? Oh, Krause took a shot in the face. Ouch. I'm not sure how that ball Riley Nelson shot off. It was perfect. Shot it off the glass, went right into the rim, and somehow came out. Krause got the rebound, and I mean, he got smacked. There was nothing intentional. Foul was on Blue Ogg. Came right across the face. Into Keithley for three, no from the left side. Rebound to Dunn, no. And it'll be the Knights basketball. So 4:35 to go in the period. And now up the floor comes Cesari. He looks on a little pick and roll and throwing the ball up. It's Henry Palmer. He threw it up left-handed in the middle of the lane. He looks over the bench like, how did that go in? All right, back out to Nelson on the left side, into Carson, and Sells will put it up off the glass. Two, Carson Sells with the bucket, and it is 52-18. Here come five more Knights once the game has a break. 5218 is our score. Say you're up big. Now here's Poppleton, drives in, leads, offensive foul on Poppleton, taking the charge as Keithley for the Irish. Poppleton picks up his third foul of the ball game. Second foul of the half on the Knights. Poppleton back on defense, and here comes Sam down to the front, off to Keithley. Bounce pass down to Carson Sells in the middle. We've got to draw a crowd, three guys on it. Back out to Keithley, now to Nelson from 15, up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Poppleton of the Knights. Poppleton will bring the ball up the floor on the right side now. And Doug Goldstein will bring in $500. Oh, this is fun. Thanks, guys. I appreciate this. Coming up the floor will be the Knights. They throw it in, a little alley-oop action. Can't connect with Box. A rebound, Keithley brings it down. And coming up the floor for the Irish now. Keithley off to Dunn with 2:55 to play in the third. Right side now. It will go Nelson back to Krause on top. Left side to Dunn. Krause with it. Over the right side. Now Krause. Yeah, excuse me, that was Cassell. Now it will be out top. Keithley with it. Left side. Cells. Passes underneath, done, turn around, jumper in the lane, up and good. Keen for Sam Dunn. Apparently the seniors said, nope, we're going to play the whole quarter. We're not going to let you guys come in. So just keep the ball and play keep away. From the Knights, who have it now in the front court, moving up, floor with the basketball. Schnitzler, pass it out to the side, and out of bounds it goes. So each coach bringing in five new players. Here you go. So, Sigurd brings in Brendan Limeron, a 5'6 freshman to run a point guard. Joe Simon back in, a regular starter for the Irish. Also in there, Cole Taft, a 5'8 freshman. James Freshel, starter back in there, along with Jack Stice for the Irish, also a starter. Off the left side, it goes to Taft. Right side to Taft, to get it back there from Stice. Now with a Limeron back over to Taft on the left side. Taft is listed at 5'8". Okay. Brendan Limeron listed at 5'6", and he buried a cripple. Great player for Limeron, huh? Apparently the young man's chip off the old block. Dad did a lot of that for the Irish years ago. Now he's the assistant coach for Sacred Heart. Off-balance jumper up, no good by Tesarek. Rebound brought down by Stice. To the front comes Jack Stice, and they're trying to go. In the right corner, it's going to be a three-pointer up. Too strong, no good there for Taft. And you get a push foul on James Freshel. First foul of the half on the Irish. It's only the third foul in the ball game today against Sacred Heart. So off the floor come the Knights with the basketball. Also in there, they've got Vance Poplin in there. He's a freshman. Shot up from the free throw circle, up and good by Trevor Tesarek. He's got 5 points now. 57-20, Irish up by 37. Stice drives in, back out it goes to Taft. Taft will hold it, back to Simon. The Irish starters don't seem too interested in trying to score. They're trying to get the ball to their younger teammates. They haven't got to play much this year. Stice drives the baseline, dumps it out. And it's tipped, stolen by Oggs. Oggs all the way. And layup is good at the other end by Blue Oggs. 57-22. Now to Stice, inside Taft. He's got a much larger player guarding in there. Now get the ball out to Stice. Skip it across to Simon. Joe will hold it. Now get the ball across. Down in the corner to Stice with 9 on the clock. Skip it over across. Limeron with it to Taft for 3. The lefty on the way up. No good. Fresh with the rebound. Out to Limeron for 3. And too long at the buzzer. After 3, 57-22. Sacred Heart with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fourth quarter about to begin here at Sacred Heart today. The Irish boys with a lead of 57-22 over the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. Doug Gold puts his starting lineup back in the ball game here to start this fourth quarter. They all played in the third quarter, but not together. Kind of split them up with the younger players. Over to Sam Dunn, left side, back to right side to Stice, back to Dunn again. In the corner to Freshel for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound, Miles Poppleton. He'll bring it himself with 7:38 to go. To the top of the key. Pass the ball over the left side and driving. Oh, and a reach-in foul call. Apparently on Simon. Let's see. It is on Joe Simon. That will be his second. Team foul number two. Well, the Irish had two in the first half. Now they get two fouls on in the second half. Pretty good day all around for the Irish to this point. 7:31 to go. Bring it in to Miles Poppleton. Poppleton will work the ball around. He'll hand it off now to Brady Schnitzler. Right side with it. Sage McLaren tried to throw it down underneath. Had it off the hand of his teammate. Out of bounds. Sagar basketball and Sam Dunn coming up the floor. He'll pass off Stice. Corner to Freshel, inside to Keithley. Two men in the air defensively. He let it go up and start back down. And he shot it and put it in. 14 for Evan Keithley in the ball game. 59-22 for the Irish. McLaren up the front court with it. Pass to the top, to the high post, and now cross court pass. Stolen away by Stice from Boxa. Stice, left side, Dunn for three in the corner. Up, no. Simon, the rebound. Out to Keithley for three on the right side. It's up, and it is good. Keithley now 17 points in the game. That's his third long one today. It's 62-22. We have reached a running clock situation. Again, clock. Should not stop again, burning timeout. Here is a block by Simon. And the clock will keep on moving as the Knights tried to throw it off one of the Irish players to keep him going out of bounds and lose the ball. They could not. So with the stoppage in play, the Knights are going to bring five more players back in. All that time, the clock keeps running with a 40-point lead in the second half. Off the floor of the basketball, Sagan Hart, Sam Dunn. Starters are on their last few minutes here. I'll bet this one's done. Inside to Simon. A nice move to the hole on the right side. Simon has got 21 in the ball game. That's his first points of the second half. 5:38 left in this one. Bounce pass to the top. In there to Henry Bonner. Back out it goes. And now a pass stolen by Keithley. Two on two. Keithley lost the handle on the basketball. The officials look at one another like, who did you go off of? They thought maybe the Knights touched it. I like the officials. I couldn't tell you. At any rate, the Irish starters have just sat down. The clock continues to run. And it'll be Sells, Nelson, Kraus. Who else is in there for the Irish? Also in Lemeron, and they have Taft in there. They've all played here in the second half. Blue Oggs with the ball, pass the right side, three-ball in and out halfway down, literally halfway down by Tassari. Sagan Hart with the lead. And fake for Tesarek. Pass down the corner. Now gets it back and loads up a three ball. That's good. Tesarek with the three-pointer. That is eight. And it's 64-25 at the 4:05 mark of this ballgame. Taft with it, right side of the floor, backs out near midcourt circle, dribbles and works around now to Lemeron. Lemeron back to Taft, now over to Sells. In the middle, flashing there is Nelson. He'll get it back to Lemeron, three ball, up fan off the back, no good. Taft with the rebound. Taft, knock, ball taken away from him, hits the deck, and coming out of there with the basketball is going to be Rylan Esser. I give a lot of credit to the officials in this ballgame. They did a nice job. There's been, what, four, five, six, there have been 10 fouls called in the entire game. The game got out of hand in the second quarter when the Irish have scored the nice 27-3, and they've kept all the players in check. Players have done a good job, no hard feelings or anything. They've just played basketball. And now the Irish with it. Lemeron, Taft, over to Sells. Carson looking around. His pass stolen away by Schnitzler. He'll drive it away for a layup. It's good. He now has six in the game. Schnitzler with it. Coming up the floor now with it will be Lemeron. Over to Krause for three off the back iron. No. Rebound to Riley Nelson. Nelson down the lane. Hooks the pass out to Sells. Sells fake the three. Drives in. Gets the ball out of there. Tipped away. Now picked up by left by Taft. He tried to hit it off the player of the night. He did. It went off his leg. He came right back to Taft. And now it's over to Krause. And he dropped the ball. Double dribble. It will go back to the Knights. 64-27. Sagan Hart. Now coming to the front court of the basketball are the Knights. Two more Irish players set to come in here on the next break. Pass the ball down on the left side to Jaeger Haig. To the top, Miles Poppleton in the paint. Fights his way down with the right hand. It's up, it's good, and he'll get a free throw. He's at 9 points in the ballgame now. Looking for number 10 here. Sacred Heart foul on Riley Nelson, his first. Team foul number 3. Sacred Heart brings into the game Quincy Culliker, a 5'9 sophomore, and also checking in 6'2 freshman Cooper Kanabe. Free throw up and off the back, no good. Rebound tipped around, it comes down to Lemeron. Lemeron hurries up the floor, around the back he goes on the sideline. Minute and a half to play in this one. Lemeron moving from the top of the key over to the left side. Moving to the right in the circle. Hands off now to Culliker, out to Krause. Krause will hold it, back to Culliker. He'll move the ball to the right side, around the top of the free throw lane. And now a bounce pass in to Nelson from Lemeron, had it knocked away from him. Now out to Krause with a minute to go in this contest. Lemeron backs up, stops, three ball up, no good. Made that first one, hasn't made any sense. Rebound to the Knights, and on the run the other way comes Schnitzler. Into the paint, pass it out of there. The three ball by Boxa is up and good. Gabe Boxa with the three-pointer. 64-32, the Irish were up 42 actually at one point. Shot up by Culliker, no good. Rebound to Nelson, he can't connect. And here come the Knights trying to ship a couple more points off that big advantage for the Irish. Poppleton three ball way long, rebound brought down by Krause. He'll give it away, up the floor, Nelson on the run out, the layup is good, the assist going to Lemeron. Riley with his first two of the day, it's 66-32. And now over to the right side with just 6 seconds to go, a drive in and a foul. Well, the game is going to end, but it's going to end at the free throw line. The Knights will have couple for now, they're going to call it around and shoot it. Okay, well, that's your final then. Sagan Hart, 66. Lord Central Catholic, 32. 66-32 is the final. We'll come back and wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on TDNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration.
administration,
and pre-med,
plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It is final. See our boys win their regular season finale tonight by a final of 66-32 at running clock in the fourth quarter. So the Irish get the win, 66-32. The Knights finish the regular season, 3 wins and 19 losses. They are led by Miles Poppel with 9 points, 8 for Trevor Tesarek, 6 points for Brady Schnitzler, 2 for Blue Hogs, 5 for Gabe Boxa, and 2 more for Henry Bomber tonight. They went 2 for 4 at the free throw line. For the Irish, in the ball game tonight, they are led by Joe Simony at 21 points, at 19 of those in the first half. It's a 17-point night for Evan Keebly, 14 for Sam Dunn, 7 for Jack Stice. Brendan Lemeron had a 3-pointer, 2 points for Riley Nelson, and 2 more for Carson Sells. The Irish went 2 for 5 at the line of the ball game, all 5 free throws in the first quarter. Again, your final score, Sig Hart boys win it 66-32. The final score, Sig Hart now 15-8 on the season. The Irish boys will be the number one seed next week in the sub-district tournament. They'll play either Dorchester or Lewiston on Tuesday. We'll have that game for you live on KTNC. That will be a 5 o'clock tip-off, 5 o'clock Tuesday night for the Irish boys in their sub-district semi-final round game. That's Tuesday. Coming up later tonight, girls sub-district finals here at the Rowe Activity Center. Falls City Sig Hart girls, the number one ranked team in the state. They will be host tonight of this sub-district final. They will host the Parkview Christian Patriots, who are ranked number 8 in Class D2, and they are ranked 8 and 18-6 on the season. So that's coming up later at 7 o'clock is the tip-off of that. We'll be on the air a few minutes earlier before that. And also tonight on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, 6:30 is the tip-off. It will be the Fall City Tiger girls hosting the Syracuse Rocket girls night for the Class C1 Sub-District 1 final tonight. Well, that's going to wrap it up for now from the Rural Activity Center. We'll be back here at about 10 minutes to 7. For Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon saying good afternoon.